910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. They may be trailing in many polls by double digits to former President Trump, but most Republican presidential candidates say they don't want him taken off the ballot in Colorado. Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley campaigning in Iowa.
I don't think Donald Trump needs to be president. I think I need to be president. I think that's good for the country. But I will beat him fair and square. We don't need to have judges making these decisions. We need voters to have make these decisions.
Colorado Supreme Court disqualified the former president, citing the insurrection clause in the 14th Amendment. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he's confident the U.S. will send more support as the Russian invasion nears the two-year mark. He's going to have to wait, though, because Senate leaders say they will not vote on a supplemental funding package until at least next year. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has sent the director of Mossad to Europe to negotiate for the release of hostages held by Hamas. This is ABC News. Residents of the city of South Lake Tahoe, California, cast nearly 1,200 votes, choosing 10 names from a list of 36 in the Name a Snowplow contest.
The forest will echo with laughter.
Naturally, with a snowplow named Sled Zeppelin, other top monikers, Austin Plowers.
Yeah, baby.
Cleopatra, Scoop Dog.
Dog in there.
Sleetwood Mac. Several from Star Wars, Snowbaka, Darth Blader, and Snowbe Wan Kenobi. Truly out of this world at numero uno.
I'm the dude.
The Big Leplowski. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Google's agreed to pay $700 million to make other concessions to settle allegations that it had been stifling competition against its Android app store. The same issue that went to trial in another case could result in even bigger changes. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10. On the Buzz of the North, 910 AM, WBZH.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at CivicMedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is in Wisconsin on Wednesday. He'll talk about his track record boosting the nation's economy in Milwaukee Wednesday morning. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris plans to be in Wisconsin next month on the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision. No details on that visit yet. University of Wisconsin pay raises are finally approved by state lawmakers. A panel of state lawmakers signed off on the deal Tuesday. It was approved by the Board of Regents last week. The deal reclassifies around 40 diversity, equity, and inclusion positions within the UW system. Legislative Republicans say that they will continue to push out DEI positions throughout all of state government, with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss saying that they will begin reviewing diversity programming in other state agencies as well. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks basketball tonight at the Forum. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Fiserv Forum, where the Bucks and the Spurs are playing. We'll have a full recap after the game. The Spurs young star Victor Wembanyama did not play tonight. 19 years old, 7'4", but an ankle injury kept him out of the game. NFL Packers trying to figure out what went wrong with their defense. How did the Buccaneers wide receiver Chris Godwin get open so often? I asked Matt LaFleur.
You talked about some of the Godwin receptions, like back-to-back 20 yards, seemingly in front of the safeties.
Yeah, that was another one. I mean, there was one of the plays, we were in an empty set, and one guy gets misaligned. We're trying to check to our three deep coverage, which, you know, it just, it was a bad deal because we never got the check. So now you've got basically Dre on two receivers and you don't have the rotation coming his way.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight and a low in the low 20s. More sun than clouds for tomorrow and warm, a high in the upper 30s. And mostly cloudy and near 40 for Thursday. A very slight shower chance Thursday night that carries over into Friday. Mostly cloudy, high near 40. Currently it's 26.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, couldn't cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, I still have a cold. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, this portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon, supporting honest Native news, stories, and events from Natives themselves. Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
I was hoping that you'd say I was right again, because it was like a few months of every day you telling me I was right about the Native issues and human issues, and now I'm not right. Now I don't.
I know. Well, I got to switch it up because now you're like, oh, I'm always right. And I don't know if that's the case, but I am sorry to I'm sorry to hear about your cold still, Dega.
I know. It's leftover from COVID. I don't feel sick, but I guess I get a little tired in the afternoon. And, you know, in my age, I need to take a little nappy and all those things. And I got 5 minutes in before the show, and hopefully I'll be responsive to your questions and statements and our guests that are coming on. And we have a cool guest today, as normally. We have Ruth Buffalo, former state senator of North Dakota and
representative.
Yes, representative. I always want to make our politicians a little higher or a different office than they are. We were going to have our friend Heather on. But we didn't get back to her soon enough, and she reached out to us to come on in. And I always call her Senator Heather Keeler, and Representative Heather Keeler. And I hope down the line here, our Lieutenant Governor runs for Senator and takes Tina Smith's seat. That would be very cool, and then we'd move the show to Washington.
Yeah, that would be awesome to see, especially our female representatives and Peggy, you know, move up in the political the scene there. Always rooting for them.
The arena. Hey, a lot of talk our friend before us today, Matt McNeil, about the flag, and I'm looking at it here on the website, and I can deal with that. I mean, I don't really fly the flag or flew the flag, especially when it had like a settler with a gun on the tree ready to shoot an Indian driving by with their horse and
exactly,
you know, all that crap. But
and I think it's too, just people weren't educated with what the original flag was, maybe, because a lot of the responses I'm seeing about the new flags and the new designs, I mean, I haven't seen really any positive responses and I've been on a lot of different social media sites, but I mean, I just don't know if people don't know what the real story was about the other one or knew about the poem that came out with the original one.
That's right.
It was racist.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about the poem, not really too hip into what that flag really represented until you start looking at it. But heck, you know, Haley, it's interesting. I'm out in St. Paul in Minnesota here, the capital city, and we have downtown St. Paul. We have a big, is it a courthouse where the city council are? I can't remember what it's called. But anyways, there's some big, like, I want to say 20-foot panel paintings in the St. Paul City Council of, like, really upsetting paintings. Like, they have natives in the shot, and it's like they have these, like, Civil War-looking officers or army guys trying to help the natives. It really looks submissive and weird. And then you go down to the state capitol, and there's all this all this helping Indians because we're so weak and we need our help. And, you know, wild. It's just, yeah, everywhere we go. So to have something at least as generic and not as, like, what word am I looking for? It's just combative towards Native Americans or any other race that are in the state. To have it more of a generic kind of, oh, there's a star and that represents the water, and this little cutout here in the corner represents the state, and whoopee.
I like the new flag. I think it really does. When you look at the colors that they chose and why, it does hold a lot of meaning, and it's inclusive to everyone in the state.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It's a stripped down version of the original one, and somebody had to point out the state was the corner there. So when I'm looking at it like that, I'm looking at it on the Star and Trib page right now. With it flowing, which is the thing that it's going to be doing, or just being limp and you won't be able to see it. But yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't mind. So, Dega, Robert, you were out in Wisconsin, our neighboring state, today. Yeah. Did you drive the new Ho-Chunk, the Code Talker Memorial Highway?
No, I think there's what I heard today, too, that there's a little more things that have to happen to make it official. So that's funny that you bring that up, because I thought it was a done deal, but there's still a few more things that have to make it official. I think, turning the words into Ho-Chunk into the roads and things like that. And so, yeah. The funny thing about driving through Wisconsin, and I only go as far as Black River Falls once a week, sometimes twice a week, and that's all these cities, roads, and things that are named after natives. And there's a elk mound. And so I'm assuming if I get off that exit, we'll see a burial mound of an elk burial mound. But just driving by and not thinking about anything native, it's just going, wow, that's a weird name, elk mound. But right. Those are some of the designs I'm putting on our handkerchief, too, because there's all these awesome mounds in Wisconsin that, like, I don't know if you ever seen the man mound. And no. What happened, it's kind of a bummer and a little disgrace, too, if you look at it from above the sky. It's a like an elk man, and it's a skinny man, and then his legs are cut off by a road. But you can see, and then on the other side, their feet are in a place. But yeah, it's an interesting thing. You know, we've been here 10,000 years doing all these things, whether it's burial grounds, whether it's, just where we were living, ceremonial places, dancing, being by the river, being by water, and then colonizers came here and moved us off, and so it's really weird because it's not that long ago. It isn't like it's 1,000 years ago, and we have relatives that we know of that went through all these things, the colonization and boarding schools, and boarding schools kept on going until the 90s in some areas in the country.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, just our, like, my great grandparents, your great grandma, and her siblings.
Yeah.
Whether that a lot of relatives ended up at Carlisle or, you know, even our boarding schools in Canada. And
well, they're boarding schools in Minnesota, if you look them up, and in Wisconsin. And they didn't have to go that far. There's a story that we'll talk about sometime and get in more in depth and maybe get my Dega on Carson and talk about the story about our my Gaga, my grandma, and your great-grandma, Helen, that her father, Howard McKee, which would be my great-grandfather, kidnapped her out of the boarding school.
That's right.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So
yeah, and she got home. So yeah, so she traveled home.
Right.
So it must have not been that far.
Well, or they had a horse or a car.
Yeah. Or just took a long time to get back.
Yeah. Or walked backwards, you know, to make it seem like. Never mind. But hey, more of our family history some other time. But we have up next, we have our friend Ruth Buffalo, former state representative of North Dakota, checking in. We'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP, along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a go-to card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. 612-373-3333.
As we gear up for the holiday season, let's prioritize the safety of our community, especially our cherished elders and loved ones. As you plan your holiday gatherings, remember, whether you're young or in good health, you could still unknowingly spread COVID-19. The key to a safer celebration is getting vaccinated. The newest vaccines are authorized, effective against current variants, and FDA approved for ages 6 months and up. So here's the call to action. Be a vaccinative. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Getting vaccinated before your holiday gatherings is a powerful way to ensure a safer and happier time for everyone. Let's honor our elders by preserving their wisdom and stories for generations to come. So be a vaccinative this holiday season. Find more information, including clinics with free vaccines, at vaccines.gov.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Only the good stuff keeps us awake.
Yes, good thing that I am awake here. You know, there's our neighboring states are always, I don't know, we're just blessed to be in the state of Minnesota, I think. And we have to pray for our neighbors in the other states. And speaking of which, we have our good friend, former state representative Ruth Buffalo on the line. And it's great to see you, Ruth. Long time, no talk.
Yes, hi, Dosha. Good to see you.
You know, so we talk about our neighbors, and it really great to see what your insight is about the court ruling Bax Tribe's effort to force lawmakers to redraw North Dakota legislative boundaries. And I know you're a humble person, and I don't want to really get into this, but I'd rather talk about the bill. Or the tribe's talking about it, but you work so hard for your reelection, and it just feels like you got gerrymandered right out of that seat, and we really feel bad about that, and I know how hard you work, but here's this court ruling.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that, you know, things have to get sent to court. And I think the right decision should have been made to begin with. And so had the redistricting committee within the state legislature listened to tribes to begin with, we wouldn't be in this place.
It sounds like the story of this country. know, yeah. We could go on and on about that. So yeah. It's always awesome to have you on. I want to ask you what you're doing now, but first, I always think of this really good story. Early on in Native Roots Radio, we asked you to be on, and we did a pre-record, and you're going to laugh when I tell you this story, because you were flying somewhere, and I don't remember where, somewhere in your district or somewhere, and I caught you early in the morning, and we were really mellow, and then we did a second interview when you got off the plane, and then when I heard it replayed back, it was like, oh my God, we were really mellow in the morning, and then in the second part of the interview, we were really happy and hyper, and it was just like, wow. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. I think that was before I had coffee.
Yeah, me too. Me too. That was a good time, but I think of that once in a while. It's like, yeah, you know, especially when it comes to interviewing other people, it's like I gotta try and be awake. But hey, what are you doing now? I know you're really active around Turtle Island here, and you know, I gotta tell you this. You know, my other job, I was driving to Black River Falls, Wisconsin, and I happened to be listening to NPR, and I heard you on NPR this morning in Minnesota for a real quick interview, and it was so weird that Haley reached out to you at the same day. We were all thinking the same thing.
Right. Yeah, no, as you know, before I was going to say as before, you know, I still wear a lot of different hats, and so really focusing on community building and just trying to see where I can help and provide assistance and guidance. But we still are working on so many different fronts, you know, for sure, protecting our relatives against violence and doing prevention work there. And so, you know, the Not Invisible Act Commission has wrapped up with our doings, you know, with the final report, you know, which is live now on Department of Interior, Department of Justice's websites. And we hope that everyone will continue to push for accountability within our country and push for justice, especially for our relatives who are still missing, who are still behind bars, you know, unjustly. So just trying to help where I can. And then also, you know, being a mom, juggling my family's schedule and things is good. And I'm thankful to be busy. And the crazy thing about the weather right now is that we don't have much weather in North Dakota. And so, and like everywhere else, but thankful, you know, because the roads, we don't have to deal with the icy roads, you know, knock on wood, but still kind of weird, eerily weird. But at the same time, because we know our farmers need the good moisture and things to keep the soil healthy. But and so some other things that come to mind in North Dakota is also the carbon capture pipelines and how that is a front and center endeavor that people are really starting to pay more attention to right now on are they actually safe, you know, for right. soil health, for the environment, you know. So it's interesting though, the different mindsets behind, pushing certain things that are said to be safe. You know?
Yeah, definitely. I'm still a little worried about G5, but, I'll take my aluminum hat off right now during the show. But when that was first coming out, you know, the power lines and things like that, it's like, well, is this safe? And are we going to find out? Like you're saying with the carbon capture, we can find out a few years down the line that it's not. And who's the guinea pigs? You know, of course, it's BIPOC people.
Right. Yes, exactly. I think back to a lot of the things that we did early on regarding public health and how it relates or the intersection to the environmental health or the harmful exposures that predominantly impact communities of color or our Indigenous relatives. who live in close proximity to, for example, hydraulic fracturing, you know, well pads and et cetera, et cetera.
Definitely. I'm a little, because I walk, I don't know if you remember where I live, Ruth, but I live about four blocks from the Mississippi. So I take a walk down there all the time, and there's a lock and dam that's really cool because it used to be owned by the Ford company to power their, to power the Ford plant, the car, when they were making cars back in the 1910s. And that river is like, there's islands and things I have never seen before. It's so droughty. And, last year was crazy because it was so icy here in Minnesota. I mean, just walking was hard, but now we have nothing.
Yeah. You know, the Missouri River, is also very low. And then the thing about dams too, is, you know, how they have the people who oversee the dams have the power to regulate the water levels as well. Our community back home, Fort Berthold, Indian Reservation, they were directly impacted by, you know, the Picks Loan Act, up and down the Missouri River, and particularly the Garrison Dam, you know, the making of the Garrison Dam flooded 94% of our agricultural land, so that communities further downstream, such as our state's capital, Bismarck, could have flood control. And similarly as DAPL, back then also they did have a other alternative solution, which would have, have impacted 94% of our agricultural land, but that's the option the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers chose.
Well, and not to bring up a sore subject, but I think what I think we talked about this a while ago, maybe a few years ago, but your land, you know, that was in the 50s too when they built that dam. Isn't that correct? I mean, and you guys had farms and everything, and it all went into underneath water.
Yeah, we were very self-sufficient, you know, in the early 1950s. You know, historically, we were the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara Nation, or three affiliated tribes. We were known as, we were historically agricultural people. And we also had one of the largest trade centers in North America in the Bismarck, what is present-day Bismarck-Mandan area. But, you know, smallpox almost completely decimated the Mandan people. So, yes, lots of rich history. Unfortunately, you know, like things that aren't often spoken about, even in public health or in an epidemiology class, you know, the simple acknowledgement, a horrific acknowledgement of what happened to an entire population, an entire people. But yes, so a lot of people are now doing, we're seeing a resurgence or a rebirth of a lot of the traditional knowledge, including our lodging and our homes. So like the Earth Lodges, there's sort of become this movement across the country where Earth Lodges are being built in Oklahoma and different areas. So it's pretty awesome to watch.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to go to a couple or a community that was being built on Earth Lodges. And I think the state of Minnesota made it legal for that because at one time, because there was no like fire exit, so to speak, they were illegal. And I think they made them illegal about 3 years ago. And that was an amazing thing to see these come back.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it just shows the architecture, you know, the skill that our ancestors had. But of course, I would say consult with experts today, you know, similarly to like sweat lodges. Do not try to replicate that if you're not from a particular community. And yeah, leave it at that.
Well, Ruth, you know, this is like the old days. We just did 10 minutes together, and it is so fun to see that you're good and healthy and happy, and fun to watch you on Facebook because you're still doing the work for your people, and we really appreciate you here on Native Roots Radio.
Lots of good odds, yeah. Thank you. Good to see both of you, and thank you for all that you do.
Yeah, and we'll be in touch again. This is, we got to get you on more often. Thank you so much, Ruth.
See you.
All right, take it easy. Hey, that was former State Representative Ruth Buffalo of North Dakota, and we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us. Name Guy.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. They may be trailing in many polls by double digits to former President Trump, but most Republican presidential candidates say they don't want him taken off the ballot in Colorado. Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley campaigning in Iowa.
I don't think Donald Trump needs to be president. I think I need to be president. I think that's good for the country. But I will beat him fair and square. We don't need to have judges making these decisions. We need voters to have make these decisions.
Colorado Supreme Court disqualified the former president, citing the insurrection clause in the 14th Amendment. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he's confident the U.S. will send more support as the Russian invasion nears the two-year mark. He's going to have to wait, though, because Senate leaders say they will not vote on a supplemental funding package until at least next year. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has sent the director of Mossad to Europe to negotiate for the release of hostages held by Hamas. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. QuitTrip is expanding operations and plans to hire 500 more people in Wisconsin by 2027. The company plans to invest $151 million of its own money and $15 million worth of help from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. The new investment focuses on expanding their dairy, commissary, and bakery facilities in La Crosse. Governor Tony Evers is demanding the legislature release $125 million to address PFAS contamination. That money was approved by the legislature in the bipartisan budget earlier this year. But that funding can't be used by the State Department of Natural Resources until the legislature says how it can be spent. The DNR announced Tuesday that they will have to abandon their process of setting standards for how much PFAS is in groundwater until they can access that funding. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would
be... Pat! Got, come on! Okay.
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds overnight, light winds and lower 20s by sunup. On your Wednesday, morning clouds will give way to sunshine, highs topping out in the upper 30s. More clouds on the way Wednesday night. We'll keep them around on Thursday, late Thursday night. A little rain and snow mix. Currently 26 degrees.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Haley, a lot to talk about today. And one thing before I talk about what the Colorado Supreme Court just did 2 minutes ago, I want to ask you, I want to quiz you, what time of year is this right now?
Yeah. Well, it is. We're going into the new year, and it's very important, especially with we have RSV going around, we have COVID going around, the flu. So you know, you don't want to go into the new year without health insurance or maybe the best affordable plan that fits your needs. Yeah. So head over to MinSure.org and they will help you pick the right plan for you. MinSure.org.
You know, I always feel like howling after you talk about MinSure, but I guess that's a different support here with Howling for Wolves. But hey, I just want to read this real quick before we get going here. It was great to see, first of all, it was great to see State Representative Ruth Buffalo. She's a doer, and it's great to have her on, and she's doing it for our community. I want to read this. The Colorado Supreme Court on Tuesday declared former President Donald Trump ineligible for the White House under the U.S. Constitution Insurrection Clause and removed him from the state's presidential primary ballot, setting up a likely showdown in the nation's highest court to decide whether the frontrunner, the GOP, for the GOP nomination can remain in the race. Just a reminder, too, here in Minnesota, we said it was okay to keep Trump on. Our Minnesota Supreme Court ruled after hearing oral arguments last week, and this was in November 8th, a general election challenge. It's still possible, though. So let's keep our fingers crossed here in Minnesota about
seriously
keeping that lunatic out of the alleged lunatic. I don't want to be sued. I'll say alleged lunatic.
But a big applause for our friends out there in Colorado.
I always like using that button.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah. Well, that's some good news, at least. But, I mean, we're talking about the COVID reports and the RSV reports that are coming out from the state here in Minnesota are just unbelievable, especially in our Native American communities. I mean, we're just peaking off the chart when it comes to COVID cases right now, people testing positive, and people still in the hospital. Native Americans here, especially urban natives, are holding the record. So it's really, really important that we are getting our vaccines, we're getting our boosters, we're taking the incentives, you know. I mean, it's just really worth it. And we have to protect not only ourselves, but our elders that hold all of our knowledge and our stories that get passed down.
And also, Haley, too, is to protect our elders, whether you feel like you're fit or whatever. You know, I did not have COVID for 4 years, but who knows if I was a carrier and just didn't show symptoms. Mm-hmm. Well, there's that too. So we have to protect our relatives, and not only have our elders and our elders do the vaccine, but also, you know, younger people need to too. Not that I'm younger, but you know what I mean?
All generations.
Right. Thank you. And so that's super important. And I know we talk a lot about that here, but that's part of our thing. And, you being an influencer, I'm glad you're talking about this on your radio show because people need to hear it.
Oh, gee, I'm an influencer. Thank you.
Yeah.
But we will be airing our December symposium that we did with Dr. Anthony Stately, Executive Officer and CEO of Native American Community Clinic here in Minneapolis. That will be we'll be airing that for the first time. This is actually our second episode. We'll be airing for the first time this Saturday at 3 p.m. on AM 950. Mm. And also Saturday and then the next day on Sunday at 7 p.m. So you can catch it 3 p.m. on Saturday or at 7 this Sunday and then the following weekend at the same times.
So that will be released, too, the video portion on our Facebook Live and YouTube channels, too, correct?
Yeah, so, you know. Maybe if you want to see what we look like or come watch us for 90 minutes, head over to our Facebook or YouTube page, Native Roots Radio.
Definitely. And we have a few people always watching, and we end up with, so don't feel like it's a weird thing, because I think each day after 24 hours of posting our on Facebook Live, we have anywhere from 3,000 to 4,000 people who watch our show, which is cool. Very cool.
Very cool. Yeah, we get to be kind of on TV, but also on the radio. So it's fun.
Look, Mom, I'm on the TV, kind of the radio. But it's fun, too, because I think sometimes, you know, some of our guests kind of think it's a TV show. I remember not too long ago, we've had guests like Roya and our friend in Michigan. I'll never forget this. Our friend in Michigan, like, did some cold water swimming live on the radio show. And it's just like,
yeah. It was so cool, though.
I know. I had to explain it like a baseball announcer. He's going in, you know, he looks cold, you know, but we can still see him and you can barely hear him.
Yeah. Well, speaking of NAC, that we did our symposium with Dr. Stately, NAC is doing their winter storytelling actually in 20 minutes. So there might still be time to get signed up. I'll actually put the poster up on our live stream here. Hopefully you can scan the QR code.
Yeah.
But it'll be NAC. So this is Native American Community Clinic and storytellers Neil McKay, Everett Black Thunder, and Barry Hand for a winter storytelling event via Zoom. The first families that registered were able to pick up a meal kit. Again, this is today, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. over Zoom. And head over to our live stream to scan your QR code and get signed up.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And, you know, a lot of great storytellers and a really dear friend of Native Roots Radio. And, you know, Barry Hand, I don't know if you know this, Haley, but Barry Hand, I worked with Barry Hand. And when we proposed to AM 950 about doing a Native radio show, Barry was going to be on. And him and I were going to co-host. And hopefully I'm not speaking out of turn, but Barry got sick, and he's over 7 years now that he has been cancer free, but it was touch and go there. And so whenever I get a chance to talk to Barry, text Barry, or see him tell a story, or just be in the community, just an honor. I love Barry, and he's been on the show many times. But it's funny how things turn, you know. Him and I was not going to do the show without him, because, you know, Barry was always my go-to person. If it's like, oh, you know, what am I doing here? Am I doing this right or in a good way when it comes to our Native stuff and Ho-Chunk stuff? And Barry's a storyteller, a language speaker, and all around really good person for his community and his family.
Yeah, I agree. Just from what I've heard about Barry and the stories he's told me about our uncles and them playing softball back in the day, or how a great-grandma Helen would be there just all the time cheering them on. Mm-hmm. He's a great storyteller, and I'll listen to him anytime. So looking forward to doing
that. Yeah, and in community, too. I think I just wanted to add to what you were saying, because that's what it's all about. And if anybody watched Reservation Dogs for 3 years, the last show was about community. And we talk about that a lot here in Native Roots Radio. And we are part of the Native community, but we're also part of the human race. And I just, I think being on the show and being able to share our skills and having people speak their truth has just been a really big honor and a learning experience for me over these last 7 years.
I agree. Yeah, I've learned so much just by being on this show, and also just kind of touching on communities and building and shaping healthy futures for our communities. There's NAC is hosting an event that's actually been going on now. It started at 4:00. But this is currently happening at the East Phillips Culture and Community Center, 2307 17th Avenue South in Minneapolis. This is Shaping Healthy Futures for Urban American Indian Communities. It's an event where you can come speak your voice, kind of throw out your ideas and help shape a better future for us in our communities. And this is also catered by Trickster Tacos.
Oh, which, our friends.
I love them.
Yeah, definitely. And truth be told, both of them were, well, one of the Tricksters, the husband that runs the Trickster Tacos, was a student of mine. And those guys are blowing up and doing a great job.
They're everywhere.
And it's great, too, because, like, they have vegan options, too. And Wendy digs on that. And, yeah, it's just really cool. I just, you know, it's just great being in community. It's just great talking about these things and having guests come on like Ruth Buffalo, who, you know, her sincerity of everything she does comes right through the microphone and to our audience. And it's just been a privilege, Haley, these last few years.
I agree, too. Yes. All of our guests are so amazing, and they bring so much every time that they join us on Native Roots Radio. I want to announce this, too. The American Indian Family Center is hosting their winter gear giveaway tomorrow, Wednesday, December 20th, in the American Indian Family Center lobby from 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Some of these items that are available are winter gear for youth and adults. This includes hat, gloves, scarves, mittens, socks, jackets, and handmade toys. So get over to American Indian Family Center tomorrow, December 20th.
Yeah, that's community. That's talking about community, and that's doing it. It's crazy. I'm going to read this maybe tomorrow, but George Greendeer, who posts things, is talking about Ho-Chunk people, and he has a really good history lesson. But I'll be reading that tomorrow. I'm just kind of looking through, I just want to give also a quick shout out to our friend Angie Vig, White Earth Nation. She's one of the Native Nation builders, and she won that award along with some other people. And we're really proud to know her and be friends with her. And that's part of community. You know, we have these relationships. We have people on the show, or we see people in the community and have them on the show, and they're friends, and they're doing a lot of things for our community, and we just want to amplify that here on Native Roots Radio.
Absolutely. A lot of people in our community, just go-getters, doing big things, feet in a lot of projects, and we're very proud to know them.
Absolutely. And I'm really happy to be on these progressive stations across the country, too, for our white allies. I got to give you guys a big shout-out. We're here, we're talking about things, and you're listening and learning just as we are, and in a good way, and we need our allies, so I just want to say that, too.
Good one. I agree.
Hey, we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio. I believe Bob Blake from Red Lake's coming on.
Oh.
We'll be right back.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP, along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a go-to card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. 612-373-3333.
As we age, it's important to invest in our health and to help protect it. Like the flu, COVID-19 is always changing. That's why it's important to stay up to date on your vaccines. By getting the flu and COVID-19 vaccines, you can renew your body's defenses and lower the risk of getting sick. Get your health boost and protect yourself against the flu and COVID-19. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. That's vaccines.gov. Unveil the captivating world of Native photography at the Minneapolis Institute of Art. Their new exhibit, In Our Hands, Native Photography 1890 to Now, turns the camera around and puts Native photographers in control, featuring hundreds of photographs captured by generations of First Nations, Métis, Inuit, and Native Americans. You'll view the world through their lens, revealing the beauty and complexity of Indigenous heritage. Don't miss this incredible experience. Visit In Our Hands at the Minneapolis Institute of Art now through January 14th. For more info, visit artsmia.org.
Hi, I'm Claudia with MinSure, Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
That's from playing trumpet all those years ago, Bob. I could take a big big breath and do a howl for a very long time.
Hey, I got a question about that.
Yes.
Pop Pilot. Were you out at the Macy's Day Parade?
2014.
Wow. That is pretty cool.
Yeah, that was a 5-mile parade, and I think that's the longest parade I ever marched in my whole life.
And that was with the Madison Scouts, right?
Right, from Madison, Wisconsin, which, as you know, we're in civic media, and we're played back in 18 stations in Wisconsin. So, yes, I was a Madison Scout in the 70s, and before that, I was a St. Paul Scout, and that's how I know Bob's brother and his two brothers, as a matter of fact, and your mom. Your mom was around a lot, too. And I think your dad was, too, come to think of it, back in the day.
Yeah. So you guys went to like
Denver,
Niagara Falls, and
yeah, we're all Denver. Over the country. Yep.
Yeah. Wow, that was pretty cool. So I used to have my dog Duke, and so me and Duke would go to like he was like my buddy, you know, right? And so the girls, right, would hug me. And Bill and them would get mad because they'd be like, Bill and Joe, where's your cute little brother Bob at and his dog Duke? And they would hug me. They would just like smother me with attention. The girls from the German Bugle Corps, and it was so cool.
Well, they still hug you, and I've watched you. I've watched you and your fans, so we have history too, Bob.
But Robert, speaking of Wisconsin,
yes.
Well, get this: there is a balloon-like battery that is going to be developed in Wisconsin that is going to be a form of energy storage.
What?
That's going to happen over in Wisconsin. Yeah, get this. Developers hope a CO2-filled balloon at a retiring coal plant site in Wisconsin could be a key part of renewable energy development, and the climate benefits depend on how much solar and wind proliferate to power it. So, you know, they're basically gonna like imagine the storage system that's like a balloon, and it is going to basically, you know, power the activities or you know, the homes and businesses that, you know, need to be powered when, of course, you know, sun and the wind aren't, you know, producing the turbines or right. coming down onto the panels. So, you know, I think this is a really huge thing because this is kind of like that part of where we can move to renewables. We have the technology, mm-hmm. but we need the cheap storage, right, Robert? We need the storage.
Right. Well, and yeah. I want the healthy storage too, because, you know, around the corner too is we're going to have liquid hydrogen storage batteries too, and hemp batteries, mm-hmm. and those things that are good for everybody.
Right, right. And that's the point, right? Like, yep. you know, we have all these technologies, but because we use our energy at night, obviously, because, you know, here we are, right? The you know, the sun has gone down. We need these energy storage systems now to really get us to 100% clean energy. So I think it's really exciting news, and I think it's really cool that they're doing it in Wisconsin.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, too, for us to think about it as Native people and Native nations across the country that we've talked about a lot, that it's a win-win for our Native sovereign nations, is to pay to give back energy to the companies, because you have to be plugged in with them, and sell it back when the rates are higher.
Right. You essentially, and here's the thing about that, Robert, like imagine all of the upgrades that these companies don't have to make to their distribution system because you're producing power in your center, you know, neck of the woods, so to speak. So it makes sense for the utility companies to buy that power back, you know? So it would be cheaper to do it that way than to, you know, do all these, you know, upgrades. Robert, another interesting story I thought that was, you know, another state that's neighboring Minnesota here is North Dakota officials are still considering whether to challenge a Minnesota law, which is the 100% clean energy, calling for 100% clean energy sources by 24, saying it could threaten North Dakota's oil and gas industry. So lawmakers in North Dakota are trying to sue the state of Minnesota for wanting to go to 100% clean energy. Now, here's my argument, Robert. Couldn't Minnesota sue North Dakota for producing all of this dirty fuel, right? That the sediments travel the jet stream, land on Minnesota lakes, and pollute our lakes and rivers. We're the land of 10,000 lakes. Now, I just saw a map that just said that all of our lakes and rivers and aren't even healthy for us to even swim in anymore. So could we make an argument, Robert, that, okay, you guys want to sue us for going 100% clean energy. We're going to sue you guys for all the fracking and all the coal that you burn in your state, right, that travels the jet stream and lands on our lakes, which is our tourism industry, which is, you know, fresh water. We're a headwater state. So we have a moral obligation to send water down to the rest of the country. We should take, we have to take care of our water. I mean, Robert, I think the arguments could get really long here. And I think that Minnesota could actually countersue North Dakota.
You know, I would love if they sued Iowa, too, because those factory farms down there, you get closer to Iowa in southern Minnesota, the air smells like pig poop. I mean, for miles and miles and miles away, and that's because of these factory farms. It's not our neighbors farming. It's these intense, insane amount of pigs and cows that are in, you know, little crates and don't get out, and they're just shooting this through the air. And but I agree with you on the Dakotas too.
Interesting you bring up Iowa. My next story is from Iowa.
I'm always like, you know, isn't this crazy?
Reading my mind or something. I don't know how you do this.
I was staring at your Vikings hat there for a while, and I was just,
you know,
like,
what? I just got in from outside. I was running to get home to get on the computer. So no, I just keep from outside. Robert, the post office, I had to go mail off my Christmas gifts, and the post office
can't wait.
Packed. Yeah. Iowa's second most populous county is launching a solar dashboard that will help residents access local installers and federal funding opportunities. Now, why this is really important, Robert, is we know that Iowa tends to lean Republican, right? Now, get this, Robert. These guys are going full-blown on solar and everything else because of all the incentives out there. I think this is a great, great sign for the rest of the country because, you know, if Iowa's going solar, you know, the rest of the country. Oh, by the way, Texas and Florida leading the country in renewable energy and solar.
Crazy. Red states. We got them.
That's the solar news with the solar bear.
Hey.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
We here at WBZH The Buzz have partnered with the Hayward Chamber of Commerce to remind you to shop local this holiday season. Small local businesses are the lifeblood of the community, and preserving them is key to preserving those things we most enjoy about the Northwoods. Small businesses are the first in local employment and charitable giving, and shopping local is the best way to stimulate a small-town economy. The Hayward Chamber of Commerce and WBZH The Buzz are especially thankful to those who choose local small businesses first this holiday season.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.